Играется.
Today's Amud is Yuma Samach Beis Amud Beis. We're holding on the top of Samach Beis Amud Beis. So we learned in the Mishnah that there's a halacha that the two se'irim of Yom Kippur, the Sayur LaShem and the Sayur LaZazel, they had to be the same in many different aspects. They had to look the same, they had to be the same color, both black, both white, the same height, they had to cost the same. The Gemara now is going to bring a braisa that discusses the makar for this halacha that the two se'irim have to be shaven, that they have to be the same. I got this halacha, we're going to show how by other karbanos as well, we find the halacha of shneim shavin. By certain other karbanos, we find this din as well. Says the Gemara, Tanur Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, Yikach shnei se'ire izim. The pasuk says, regarding Yom Kippur, that you take, the Kohen Gadol takes two se'ire izim, he takes two goats. So, miyit se'ire shnayim. Now, says the Braisa, without the word shnei se'ire izim, just the word se'ire izim, I already know that the miyit, the least se'ire, which is a Lashon Rabbim, that the least that could be referring to is two. So, anyways, without the word shnei, when I read the pasuk, tanra yikach se'ire izim, I would have said that that's referring to two goats. So, ma tamalemer shnei. So, why does the Torah have to specify that it's two goats? Anyways, once it's Lashon Rabbim, I would have assumed that it's referring to two goats. So, says the Braiso, that we learn out from the word shnei, shiyu shnehen shavin, that they both be the same. It's two, and the fact that they're the same. If there'd be difference, you wouldn't call it two. You would call it two, it's one goat and another goat. It's called two because they're both the same. Shnei, Shu, Shnei, and Shavin, they're both the same. That's what we learn out from the word Shnei. Says the Braisa, Minayin, Afa, Pisha, Ain, Shnei, and Shavin, Ksherin. The Mishnah said a different halacha as well, that it's Nama Akiv, this halacha. This halacha that they have to both be the same, that to be Shavin, is Nama Akiv. So what's the Makar? That this halacha, that they have to be shavin, that it's na ma'akev, tamuloymer se'ir se'ir. We learned that out from the extra word se'ir, but we already know that we're talking about a goat, so why does the Torah repeat se'ir? Why does it repeat that we're talking about a goat, the extra word se'ir? We learn out from there, but it's coming to be marbe, that even if they're not shavin, it's still going to be kosher. So there's a mitzvah that they should be shnei and shavin, that they should be the same in appearance, the same height, the same cost, but lamaisa, if not, it's still going to be kosher. Now ask the Gemara on this Braisa. Taima, it's mashma, that the only reason why, that it's not ma'akev, this idea that they have to be shnei and shavin, the only reason why it's not ma'akev is the Rabbi Rachmana, is only because we had a drasha, because of the extra word seir. Mashma, halloi Rabbi Rachmana, if the Torah wouldn't have had this extra word, if we wouldn't have had a drasha to teach us that it's not ma'akev, hava mina psulin. I would have thought to say that this idea that there has to be shnei and shavin, it's ma'akev, and if not, then they're going to be puzzled. That's mavur in the braisa. And the shaila is ikuva minalan. Why is that true? Why would I have assumed that it's ma'akev? And especially since the rule in general by Kachim is that if the Torah says something once, we assume that it's not ma'akev. It's only if the Torah says something twice, or in certain cases there's a certain words, like we've had before, the word chukah is mashma ikuva, there's certain words, certain key words, or if the Torah repeats it a second time, then we assume that it's ma'akev, but if not, we assume it's not ma'akev. So if so, why do we need a drasha to tell us that the two se'irim being shaven, that it's not ma'akev, why would I have thought that it is ma'akev? So says the Gemara, I would have thought to say that shnei ksiv, that it does say it twice. It says it three times. It says shnei, it says it three times. So I would have thought to say that it's ma'akev. Therefore, we have a drasha, seir, to teach us that no, it doesn't have to be shavin li'ikuva. It's a mitzvah that they should be shavin, they should be the same aris, same kaima, same damim, but lama'isa, if not, it's still going to be kasher. Frak the Gemara, v'hashtad the Rabbi Brahmana seir seir. So it comes out, now that we do have the drasha of seir seir, we have the drasha to teach us that this idea that they have to be shnei and shavin, that it's not ma'akev, so shnei lamali. So what do we learn out from this that the Torah says shnei three times? Why does the Torah say in three different times shnei, which we said teaches us that they have to be shavin, but why does the Torah say it three times? So says the Gemara, that's the makar, chad lamare, chad lekaima, v'chad ledamim. That's the makar that they have to be shavin in three ways. They're shnei, they're two, in three ways. There's three ways that they're the same. And what is that? That they're the same in appearance, meaning that they're the same color, they're both black or they're both white, they're the same height, and that they cost the same amount. So that's what we learn out from the three times that it says shnei. So that's the makar when it comes to Yom Kippur, by the two seirim that they have to be shaven. Says the Gemara, that Tani Nami Hachi Gabi Kifzei Mitzayra. We learned like this as well, a similar drasha, a similar braisa, with regards to the kvasim of a Mitzayra. Part of the Tyra process of a Mitzayra is that he brings two kvasim, and the Tyra says, Yikach Shnei Kvasim. Now, frekta braisa, Mi Kvasim Shnayim. Anyways, if the Tyra wouldn't have said the word Shnei, Yikach Shnei Kvasim. If the Tyra would have just said Yikach Kvasim, so I would have already assumed that the least kvasim can be referring to is shnayim. So I would have assumed that it's talking about two kvasim, two sheep. So ma tamulay ma shnei. So why does the Torah say the word, the extra word shnei? It must be to teach us shiyu shnei and shavin, that the two kvasim of the mitzayra, that they have to be the same. And how do we know that it's not ma'akev, that even if they're not shavin, it'll still be kosher? The Torah says, keves a second time, which is coming to be marbeh, that even if it's not the same, it's still going to be kosher and it's not li'kuva. Now ask the Gemara like it asked before, that Taima is the Rabbi Brahmana. It's Mashma that the only reason why that we say that it's not Ma'akev is because we have this Drasha, Keves Keves. It's the extra word Keves. So it's Mashma, it's only because we have a Drasha that's why it's not Ma'akev that they have to be the same. Halloi Rabbi Brahmana, but without the Drasha, Havamina Psulin, I would have thought to say that it's Ma'akev and that if they're not Shavin, that it's Pasul. Ikuva Minalan, Frak the Gemara, how do we know that? Ikuva minalan. Why would we have thought to say that it's ma'akev? Again, it has to say something twice, or it has to be certain key words for it to be ma'akev. So why would I have thought that the kvasim, that they have to be shavin, that it's ma'akev, that now we need a drasha to tell us that it's not ma'akev? So says the Gemara, because salkadai techamino, I would have thought to say, because tiyaksiv, the Torah says regarding mitzayra, it says, zeis tiya teiras ha-mitzayra. So tiya is a lashni kuva, just like we've had before, that chuka is a lashni kuva. Tiya is mashma, that it has to be this way. Tiya bavyasa yehe, it should be exactly like this. It has to be in this way. So when the Torah says, zeis tiya teiras ha-mitzayra, that maybe I would have thought to say that that's teaching us that all the happenings of the Mitzayra, all the halachas that it says in the Torah about the Mitzayra, it has to be exactly as is, and that everything's ma'akev. Therefore, we have a drasha of keves keves to teach us that no, that this, that it has to be shnei and shavin, is not ma'akev. We'll ask the Gemara, v'hashtad the Rabbi Rachmano, so now that we have this drasha that it's not ma'akev, so keves keves, tiya lamali, so v'hashtad the Rabbi Rachmano keves keves, now that the Torah has this drasha of keves keves to teach us that it's not ma'akev that they have to be shavin, say tiya lamali. So what do we learn out from zeis tiya teiras ha-mitzayra? Says the Gemara, l'shar havyaseh shal mitzayra. It's coming to teach us about the other halachas of a mitzayra. Rabbeinu Eliakim explains the etz erez, the ezoiv, the shni teilas, the other halachas when it comes to the teira of a mitzayra, those taka are ma'akev, and that's learned out from zeis tiya teiras ha-mitzayra, teiras ha-mitzayra. But this idea that it has to be shnei and shavin, that we have a drasha of keves keves, that it does not have to be shnei and shavin li'ikuva. It's a mitzvah that they have to be shnei and shavin, but lamaisa, if not, it won't be ma'akev. Now says the Gemara Vayter, another similar drasha, and the gear that we'll go with is v'tani nami gabei tzipayri mitzayra. We have another braisa with regards to the birds of a mitzayra. Also, as part of the tyra process of a mitzayra, he brings two birds. So we have a braisa that says regarding the tzipayrim, the birds of a mitzayra, ki agavna, just like this, that the Torah says tzipayrim. So already I know that mi tzipayrim ishnayim, or shtayim. I already know that the mi'at of birds is two birds. So ma tamalayma shtay. So why does the Torah say that he brings two, shtay tzipayrim? I already know that tzipayrim means two. It must be to teach us shiyu shtay and shavay, that they have to be the same. They have to be the same in appearance. Uminayin sha'afa pi she'enon shavay's kesheris. And how do we know that it's not ma'akev? And that even if they're not shavos, that they're still going to be kosher. Tamulaymar tzipur tzipur riba. We have a drasha of tzipur tzipur to be marbe, that even if they're not the same, it's still going to be kosher. Now ask the Gemara, like we've asked previously, Taima de Rabbi Rachmano, it's mashma that the only reason why it's not ma'akev is because we have a drasha. Haloi Rabbi Rachmano, but if we didn't have a drasha, so then psulais, it would have been possible, it would have been ma'akev. And the shayla is, ikuva minolan, why would I have thought that the tzipayrim of a mitzayra, why would I have thought that they're ma'akev? So says the Gemara, like we just said before, that's al kedai de chamina tihiyaksev. I might think because the Torah says, zois tiya teres ha-mitzayra, so tiya is a lashon ikuva, and therefore I might have thought that they have to be shavin, they have to be shavois, that's ma'akev. And therefore, kamashmolan, then no, we have tzipur to be married, that even if they're not shavais, they're still going to be kosher. In fact, the Gemara, v'hashta the Rabbi Rachmano, tzipur, so now t halamali, so now what do we dash from t, and now that we have a drasha, that it's not makiv, and that they have to be stay in shavais, it's not makiv, so now what's t for? So says the Gemara, like we just said before a few lines ago, l'shar havyasle shal mitzayra, to teach us about the other halachas of a mitzayra, like we said, the Eitz Erez, the Ezoiv, the Shnitelas, the other halachas that those taka are ma'akev, but this, that they have to be both shavais by the tzipayrim, and we've said before about the kvasim, that is not ma'akev, for each one of those we have a drasha. Frek the Gemara, it comes out from this whole shakl v'tarya, that when the Torah says the extra word shnei, or shtei, shtayim, whatever, this type of lashon, so we darsh it from there that they have to be shavin. So frek the Gemara yahachi, if so, that we make such drushas, so then there's another place where we should have made such a drasha. And that is gabe t'midin ami, also by t'midin, name it, why don't we say like this? Say that the Torah says kvasim. It says that for the carbon tamid that you bring kvasim. So now me, kvasim ishnayim. That we already know from kvasim that must mean two kvasim. So ma tamulayma ishnayim. So why does the Torah say ishnayim, as the Gemara is going to bring shortly? Shiyu, shnei and shavin. So we should darshan again that it has to be that they're both the same, that they have to look the same. Uminai and shava pishay and shnei and shavin ksherin. And then we should darshan. This is all like a made up raisa, kilu. And we should darshan. And how do we know that they have to be the same, that's not ma'akev? Tamalaymer, keves, riba. We have a riba, we have keves, that even if they're not the same, it's still going to be kosher. But ula mitzvah hachinami debinon, is that really true? That there's a mitzvah by the carbon tamid, that the two kvasim should look the same? We don't ever find such a halacha. But that's what should come out from the whole shakl v'tarya that we've had in Mesechas Yuma until now. So it should come out that we should have the exact same halacha with regards to the carbon tamid, that the two kvasim should have to be shavin, and just it's not ma'akev. But we should have this drasha that at least la mitzvah, that it should have to be that the two kvasim are shavin. So says the Gemara, no, there's a special reason why we don't darshan like this by the carbon tamid, and that is because you're assuming that the word shnayim is extra, that which it says shnayim by the carbon tamid, that it's extra. But says the Gemara, it's not extra. Ahumi bayulei lechidatanya, we use that shnayim for a different drasha, like we learned in the Braisa. The pasuk says shnayim liyayim, that's the shnayim that we've been talking about. The Torah says you bring two kvasim a day, shnayim liyayim. So what do we darshan from this shnayim? Says the Braisa, kneged hayayim, shnayim liyayim, teaches us that the carbon tamid has to be shechted opposite the yoim, referring to the sun. It has to be in mamish in the sunlight. Maybe the Torah doesn't mean keneged hayoim, referring to the sun. Maybe it just means that there's two achiv to bring two kvasim each day. It's talking about the chayva of the day. Says the Braisa, no. Kishu aimer as a keves ha'echa tasa ba'baker v'as a keves ha'sheni tasa bein arbayim. The Torah already tells us about the chiv of the day. It says you bring one keves in the morning and one keves in the afternoon. So harei chayves hayoyim amar. That already teaches us about the chayves hayoyim. Umani makayim shnayim liyoyim. So what do I learn out from this that the pasuk says shnayim liyoyim? It can't just be to teach us about the chayves hayoyim, because that we already have a drasha. It must be to teach us keneged hayoyim. It's to teach us that it has to be in the sunlight mamish. So ketz. So how does that practically work out? How do you shech the carbon tamid in the sunlight? So the Braisa explains that it depends. The sun, we know, rises in the east and it sets in the west. So if it rises in the east and you want it to be connected to sunlight, so says the Braisa, Kate said, how is this accomplished? Tamid shal shachar hayanishchad al keren sefaynis maravis. The morning carbon tamid was shechted by the northwestern corner of the Mizbeach Achitzayim. Because this way, it was farther away from the east. We want it to be further away, because the sun, when it rises in the morning, is very low. So if we would shech the carbon tamid toward, by the east of the Mizbeach, so then the wall of the Azara would block the sunlight from hitting the carbon. So we move it more west, we shech it on the northwest corner, and the Braisa continues, Al Tabashnia, it's also shechted on the second row of rings on the north side of the Mizbeach. There were different rings to hold down the animal when they shechted it. It was shechted on the second row of rings, which Rashi discussed. He's not really sure why this is true, why did they dafka shecht it there. Tazishanim has a different pshat, ayin sham. Vishal ben harbayim, but the main point was the fact that it shechted on the northwestern side of the Mizbeach, so it should be connected to sunlight. Vishal ben harbayim, ayinishchad al kerem mizrachis tzifaynis. The carbon tamid in the afternoon, since the sun sets in the west, so therefore the carbon tamid shal ben harbayim was shechted on the northeastern corner of the Mizbeach. Again, so it should be further away from the west, because the sun's going to be very low on the west side. So if we shechted the carbon all the way on the west, the wall of the Azara, the western wall, would block the sunlight from hitting the carbon tumid. So therefore, we shechted it more to the east, so that the sunlight would hit it. And again, al tabashnion, the second row of rings. So that's this halacha. So again, so we assume the Gemara asked that why don't we have a similar drasha with regards to the carbon tamid, that we should darshan that the two kvasim should be shavin, because it says the extra word shnayim, and the Gemara explains that no, because we have this brisa which learns out a different drasha from this pasuk of shnayim liyayim, that this pasuk of shnayim liyayim is not extra, it's to teach us a halacha that the carbon tamid has to be shechted in the daylight. Now ends the Gemara that musafin shal Shabbos vaday tzrichi shiyu shnei en shavin. But when it comes to the musaf of Shabbos, where the Torah says shnei kivasim, so that shnei is taka extra, that we don't darshan anything from that shnei. And therefore, when it comes to the musaf of Shabbos, the carbon musaf of Shabbos, we taka will have a halacha that they're supposed to be shnei and shavin. Here the Gemara doesn't go through what the, that maybe is a likuva, it's not likuva, and they have a drasha, because here the taka is no drasha to teach us that it's not likuva, because there's no havamina that we should assume that it's likuva. There's no havamina that it should be ma'akev, and therefore we don't need a riboy to tell us that it's not ma'akev, it's pasha that it's just la mitzvah. But still, the Gemara is coming out that there is a mitzvah that the Musafin of Shabbos, that the two kvasim should be shaven. So it comes out, the maskana of our Gemara is that there are four places where we darshan this lashon of shnei, shtei, the similar type of lashon of two, that it should be that they have to be the same. First, we darshan that with regards to the seirim of Yom Kippur. Then we darshan that with regards to the kifsei mitzayra, the sheep. Then with regards to the tzipayri mitzayra, to his birds. And then that last, at the, here, at the end of the Gemara, the Gemara is dashing it with regards to the musaf of to the carbon musaf of Shabbos. It's brought in the name of the Gra, a fifth place. Chazal tell us in Maseches Chulin and Daf Samach Amabes, the Chazal say that the sun and the moon originally, when Hashem created them, so they were the same size, and then the moon complained that there can't be two kings ruling with the same crown, and the moon was made smaller. But originally, the sun and the moon were both the same size. So says the Gaon that know where this is learned from. It's learned out from the pasuk in Parashas Bereishis, Perek Aleph, pasuk Tezayin, where the pasuk says V'yas Elokim es Shnei Hama'ayreis Hagadolim. Says the Gaon, why do we have to have the word Shnei? It already says Hama'ayreis Hagadolim. We know that that's referring to two. So what's V'yas Elokim es Shnei Hama'ayreis Hagadolim? Shnei teaches us to use Shnei and Shavin, that they were both the same, that they looked exactly the same, that they were the same size. A fifth place where we have this with drasha of Shnei, Bezos Hashem will go weiter in the following shir.